So it all comes down to this basic question. That human beings have for a long, long time been concerned about transforming their minds. Is there any way in which one's mind can be transformed? Or is it simply a process which is nothing more than a vicious circle? The person who's going to do the improving is the one who needs to be improved. You see, you've got a lower self, which you can call your ego. That's that little scoundrelous fellow that's always out for me. But behind the ego, there is the Atman, the inner self, the real self, the spirit. So you've got to meditate in such a way that you identify with your higher self. How do you do that? Well, you start by watching all your thoughts. Very carefully. Watching your feelings, watching your emotions, so that you begin to build up a sense of separation between the watcher and what is watched. So that you are, as it were, no longer carried away by your own stream of consciousness. You remain the witness. Impassively, impartially, suspending judgment and watching it all go on.